Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The left fielder, John Wojcik. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey scores. Charles moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Charles moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews, who is chasing the ball. Hauser reaches third base with a triple. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. One out. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball four. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-1 in the game. Wojcik strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Green steals second. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell now pitching. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-2 in the game. Wojcik hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to third. Causey moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green scores. Causey moves to third. Charles moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Romano reaches second base with a double. Whitfield goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Athletics. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bryan hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-3 in the game. Wojcik strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles is hit by the pitch. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Romano and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brian hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gentile moves to third. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gentile tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Larry Brown. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wojcik. Francona reaches second base with a double. Billy Moran pinch hits for Gary Bell. John Wyatt now pitching. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held now playing second base. Don McMahon now pitching. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 4 in the game. Wojcik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Houser moves to third. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 3 in the game. Chance hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Houser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With four walks. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.